Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I heard what you said before we started.
Make sure we're streaming on all platforms. Never know when our boss is watching.
I did not hit the Twitter joint. Hold on.
Yeah, you go get that. You go pop up in the chat, bro.
Yeah, he
you
is.
Pop in the chat.
Yeah, hold on. Hold on. Let me do it again. Hold on. Cause that nigga will pop up in the chat. Why are you not?
Yeah, bro, you trying to get us rode up.
Why you not streaming on Twitter? My bad, Scott.
Trying to get us rode up, bro.
Hey, speaking of written up, he still ain't meet with me. We still ain't do our year end meeting. And like we ain't talk about bonus or like bonus structure.
Oh, we need to get
none
that
of that. Like, we ain't talking about bonus structure or nothing. So some do pod.
We get that going.
We'll have that conversation. Make sure you rate, like, subscribe, download to the Barber Chat Network, home of Some Do Pod. Follow me at JR Bang. Follow Mike B at Mike_CHR or Some Dude Mike B on platforms. It is January 7th.
Yeah.
So let me say now that we will not be saying Happy New Year on anything.
They already owed it. Well, I'm sorry. What was the question, babe? What was that you said? What was the comment?
Oh, you know what I mean? Like, we will not be saying Happy New Year on anything.
After today?
No, it's dead.
It's dead. After what day do you stop saying Happy New Year?
Larry David say on the 7th.
The 7th?
Yep.
All right, so today's the 7th.
Yep, so that's it. No.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And then that's it.
Happy New Year. That's it. Like that's done.
I'm with you. There is a time frame. I honestly feel like it just depends on what day of the week New Year's Day falls
that's
on.
That's true.
So it's kind of tricky. It's tricky when you say for instance, if New Year was on a Sunday, you have until the following Sunday. So don't say it to me after the first week. So this is it falls into the same area. So today is Tuesday. New Year's Day was on a Wednesday last week.
Man,
Denali
is starting off hot.
That's what I was looking at. I was looking at the comments that kind of threw me off. So I was like, whoa.
We'll get to that. You know what I'm saying? Denali, if you have not tuned into an episode of Some Dude, we start off with mental health check.
Since
this would be the first mental health check of 2025, where you at, Mike?
Man, bro, 2025. I'm feeling all right. I'm feeling cool. One day at a time, bro. I'm just happy we here though. I'm happy we made it to 2025. Look forward to what the year brings. And bro, I have a graduating child coming up. Yeah. I'm really mentally preparing myself for my eighth grader to graduate and make her transformation to high school. So I can honestly say, like, my mindset, like, that's where I'm at, like 50%. I'm 50% there. That's where I'm in. 50%, like, my mindset is focused on that right now. So, okay. But man, everything else is just, you know, just trying to be better every day as a person. But other than that, I'm good. I'm feeling all right. How about yourself, man?
I'm in a better place. I'm in a bit of a better place. That I was for the new year. Like, this new year was a lot busier than ever. Like, I ain't take no PTO. It's a lot of work that I had to do. Thankful that Scott, scared the shit out of me. Huh? Yeah. I just know you scared the hell out of me, though. I did not hear the garage, nothing. But Trey upstairs, you got stuff in the
Hey, Trey, come help your mama.
And if anybody that's new, anybody that's new to the pod, we parent. We parent live on the pod. Okay, we are parents and we're husbands live on the pod. So it could be any random moment where his wife might pop up, my wife might pop up, one of his three sons might pop up, my daughter might pop up. You just never know. Okay, we interact with our families mid pod anytime. It you just never know. So just keep an eye out on that. All right.
Yeah, you might. It might be a situation where life is happening.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. We might be yelling at kids, all that stuff. It's going to happen on the pod. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, busy. Like, it's been busy, very busy. So yeah, it's. I've been so busy that I haven't had a chance. But one of the things that I really learned about the holidays is that I really, truly am not a holiday guy.
Okay.
Like, I am really a bah humbug guy at the end of the day.
Okay.
I only like this. Oh, this might sound weird in the way that I present it, because you're supposed to do that on Christmas. But I only like celebration like holidays, I like New Year's. I like Memorial Day, 4th of July.
And you like those holidays because it just gives you a reason to hang out with family and eat.
Yeah,
that's the reason why we don't really celebrate the 4th of July. We just like, yeah, you know, it's just a reason to get together with your folks and kick it.
Yeah, like Christmas is too much for me.
I understand.
It's not even about the money. Like, Christmas is too happy. Christmas is too happy. It's just like, no, like,
how do your kids feel about Christmas?
They love it. Like, goddamn, Liam and Landon was just like, Christmas. It's Christmas today, ain't it? Like, nah, fam.
Ooh. That's supposed to bring the joy to you, man.
I know, it don't.
See, that's the reason why. Like, you would think that I'd be over Christmas, and my birthday is on Christmas.
I know.
So I'm over it. I don't get excited about my birthday no more. You know, I don't get excited about it no more. The only reason why I look forward to Christmases nowadays is because of my daughter. And she's 13 years old, so she knows that me and her mom are the ones that's distributing gifts to her. She knows where the gifts are coming from. She so she looks forward to what she's going to get on Christmas Day nowadays. So that's the only reason why I look forward to Christmas nowadays. So I kind of feel you.
You know how I know how bad it is with me and Christmas? My favorite Christmas song is What Do the Lonely Do at Christmas?
Right. We talked about this. Yeah.
That's my favorite Christmas song. And probably the most depressing Christmas song there is. I got to play that.
It's like, you're not the Grinch, but you're just kind of like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not the Grinch. I'm not like, oh.
Just, Christmas just don't excite you.
It don't excite me at all. The sports part of it, NBA, that excites me. Now football, because NFL took it over and Beyonce took it over. Like, that excites me.
Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing of Utah carols and all that stuff, little just drummer boy and the Jesus part, love it. Jesus part, I love it. No, yeah. But outside of that, like, no.
I understand.
I think I'm so much against Christmas that I think you should give out gifts on New Year's.
Like, here's your New Year present.
Better.
Take this into the New Year.
Take this into the New Year. Like,
yeah.
There should be gifts given out for New Year's.
I know what holiday you look forward to, babe. I know. Valentine's Day.
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because Valentine's Day is not Valentine's Day. It's my anniversary.
I know that. That's what I'm saying.
I don't give a damn about. We didn't give a damn about Valentine's Day when we got married. We was like, oh, shit, today. No, it's the 14th.
Oh, damn. We didn't know it was Valentine's Day today.
We ain't know.
Funny as hell.
Your water. Like, women, what? For real? Oh, shit. No, yeah. Like, no.
That's hilarious.
Like, New Year's, Memorial Day,
yeah,
4th of July. Give me that.
I hear you.
Outside, now Thanksgiving, like anything, holidays.
If there's a reason for Bang to drink his tequila, he looking forward to that holiday.
Yeah, like I also think like those days, those particular days is just too much work.
Yeah.
Hey, you, like Memorial Day, New Year, go get you a bottle, order a piece of some shit.
Yeah.
Let's get it cracking. Like Thanksgiving, Christmas. You got to go shopping. Yeah, go find a turkey or a ham.
Man, look, dude, I find, look, yeah. I have about a big cooking. Family. On my father's side of the family, like, that's normally where I celebrate my Thanksgiving. That, like, so my aunties, they always text, like, me and my brother, and they are, yo, just, they just tell us, bring this or bring that. And we don't have to do anything else. They know we ain't doing nothing else. They just sure. Bring the pops, bring the ice, and that's it.
And you ain't like, you just go get some pops from Aldi's and just say fruit punch, red pop. Like, don't give a damn about it. This is red pop.
Drink it. They gonna drink it.
Like, I care about those because the activities is just really about having a good time. Thanksgiving and Christmas, you just gotta do too much around love.
Mm-hmm.
And celebration, like happiness, and maybe because maybe that might be the bah humbug in me, but I'm not trying to keep anybody from their happiness. Like, I'm enjoying it. It's just like, it's too much damn work. Like, why? Like, it's like Thanksgiving, for an example, right? And I know I sound like I'm on my Larry David shit, but let's look at Thanksgiving, right? Like, you're preparing the food at night, then you're cooking in the morning. And then, like, the football game come on at 5. And let's just say, for instance, you ain't got all the shit that you wanted. Now you got to get up and you got to go to the store and go get some goddamn, no, what, some. And you got to go and get some goddamn, what, some green peppers. Because we need green peppers in the dressing. Yeah, go get that, some shit. Or maybe you ain't got enough cheese for the macaroni. Mm-hmm. And then don't be around family. Because now you're trying to watch the game. But now somebody, like, drunk uncle coming over here talking about some, fuck the game, let's go play some spades. No, fam, I'm trying to watch the goddamn game. Like, go over there. Oh, get your ass up out of here. And then you got other family members that you might not like, because I know this is probably on Facebook and YouTube. I don't like a lot of my family. I don't care for a lot of them, and they know it. So, like, then they want to come over and have conversations with you and shit. Man, look, cuz, why you don't fuck with me? That's why. Cuz you bothering me right now. Yeah. Everybody want to, like, talk and shit, and then you ain't gonna talk to them. 9 times out of 10, you ain't gonna talk to them for a whole calendar year. And the only reason why they over there, cuz your mama invited them. Like, no, when New Year's, you're around people that you want to be around, and you probably gonna get drunk. And that's where you play spades. That's where you talk shit and all of that shit. Like, that's when you do all of that.
I haven't celebrated New Year's, like, went out or anywhere since. I mean, it got to be like maybe 15 years or some shit like that. I told myself one day, one New Year's, I'm going to put on a suit and I'm going to go to somebody's New Year's party with a suit on and celebrate with them. When I don't want to get too old. I want to make sure I do that in the next couple years. I'm going to put on a nice tux tie. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be out there at one of those kind of parties, man. Like, you know, one time. But any other time, we in the bed.
Yeah, you know what?
We in the bed.
I don't know if I want to do one of those New York Rockin' Eves and shit, because it'd be cold.
Not outside. Like, whoever's throwing us.
But inside,
somebody throwing, like, a nice New Year's party, you know.
I don't want to get dressed up.
I do. I just want to do it one year.
So you
want
to get dressed up for New Year's?
One time. Just
a suit. A whole ass suit.
With a whole nice little suit on, nothing crazy, you know, like something slight, not too crazy.
You know what? For New Year's, I probably would do it.
Just that Christmas, only for New Year's. That's it.
I was telling Miriam that maybe the reason why I don't like Christmas is because it's just too Christmassy. Like, it's just too. Maybe if we, like, had, like, some type of, like, or even, like, Thanksgiving, maybe if we had, like, some like Friendsgiving type shit. Mm-hmm. And anything that just blends the look, feel like New Year's is, I'm cool.
Yeah,
I believe that gifts should go out for New Year's. I don't think you should give gifts on Jesus Day.
Okay.
It should be for Jesus.
Okay.
But for New Year's, you should give out gifts for New Year's. To, hey, this is what you need throughout the new year.
Good luck with convincing kids that, yeah, they ain't gonna fly with the shorties.
Fuck them kids. You gonna get what I give you when I give it to you.
Oh my God. What you get for Christmas? My daddy said we gotta wait till New Year's.
Jesus. Jesus.
Oh my God, bro.
But we're gonna give you some gifts. And I even learned that people like open their gifts on Christmas Eve.
You know what? That's so my daughter had asked me, she wanted to open up one of her gifts on Christmas Eve. Some kids do this though. Or some people wait to like midnight. I don't know, I'm traditional. And my mom and dad did me and my brother like this way. We literally went to sleep. And when we woke up, we opened gifts. We never opened gifts the day before. Or like people do like, oh, you can open one gift. We've never done that. Like, I told my daughter, go to sleep. They'll be there when you wake up.
I only tried to pull that. Can I open up the gift tonight when I knew it was a video game underneath that bitch?
You knew what it was, huh?
I knew. Like, and when I knew that box was a Nintendo, hey, can we open up a gift on Christmas Eve? Yeah, go ahead. That one.
Yeah.
No. Like, you just confirmed. All right, I'm ready.
No. Nope.
Sega Genesis. Can I open up that one? No. That's that Sega Genesis.
Never, that shit never flew.
Super Nintendo. Can I open that one? No. Like, yeah, that's the only time I ever wanted to open gifts on Christmas Eve. Outside of that, like, nah, I could wait. Just don't bother me for the rest of the day when I'm playing, like, Tecmo Bowl and shit like that and everything. But, yeah, I realize I am not a holiday guy. I don't try to kill people's mood during the holiday. Just don't kill mine.
True.
Or don't try to force me to be all happy. And that is that weird that my favorite Christmas song is a depressing Christmas song?
Bang, I'm pretty sure you're not the only one. I promise you're not.
You're
not the only one who feels this way about Christmas.
Mike, I think I'm the only person that got the emotions. What do the lonely do at Christmas is their favorite Christmas song.
It is okay, Bang. I'm not judging you. We listen, but we don't judge.
Hey, the majority of the black people, like, that's why Miriam looking at me crazy, like, what the fuck? Like, I played that shit. She said, why the fuck you playing that depressing ass shit? Like, this song is a great song. It's harmony and all that shit. Make you want to get some goddamn dark liquor? Like, get you some dark liquor, some shit, tequila.
You're not the only one, though, Bang. I'm sure that you ain't the only one that got that song in rotation.
To be jolly. I could be if I had nobody, man, nigga, that's they kill and emotions from Chicago. Matter of fact, that's shouts out to Dilla. You know, everything that's great comes from Chicago. The two greatest Christmas songs are from people from Chicago. Donny Hathaway, This Christmas, and Emotions. What do the lonely do at Christmas?
True.
And even I like This Christmas because it's not like happy, happy. It's just like, hey, shit.
It's a vibe.
Yeah. Hang on the mistletoe. Mm-hmm. We'll get to know you better this Christmas. You know what I'm saying? There's a song about pimping during Christmas when you think about it.
Yeah.
It's about listen to the words. It's, hey, hang on the mistletoe. I'm gonna get to know you better
this
Christmas.
Hey,
only as we trim the tree. How much fun it will be with you, you know what I'm saying? This Christmas. Fire blade to blight.
Talk about laying the whole Mac down.
Oh, bro, we caroling through the record. Night. What he tell him? We caroling through the night on this Christmas will be a very special Christmas. Hey, I don't think he's talking about. I know what gift Donny Hathaway was talking about.
That's Mackin' in his peers form.
That's 70s. That's 70s. Y'all listen to This Christmas. Y'all listen to This Christmas and you tell me what he talking about.
Yeah.
And then you listen to the emotions. It's like, damn, he over there getting it. We over here. Damn, dark liquor. All right, man, let's move on because I know that Denali is still here. I know what they want to talk about. So, man, last year we started the year with Cat Williams.
Hey, it's lit. Hey, we up, bro. Let's do a rundown of everything that's happened this week real quick, and then we can get into the actual look, bro. Everything, look, bro. Fox getting sued. Jello Ball got the hottest record out right now. Jimmy Butler and Tyreek both want out of Miami. Drake is making breakup records with LeBron James. What else has happened? The Bears beat the Packers for the first time in years. It's lit right now, bro. We are live, fam. We are 7 days into the new year, and it is already crazy. It's crazy right now, bang. Where do you want to start?
Let's start with LaMelo Ball.
Where do you want to start? Not LaMelo, Jello.
I mean, Jello. Jello. Let's start with Jello.
Jello Ball got the internet on fire. Who would have thunk?
Hey, man. Yeah. I'm not mad at this song.
I'm not either.
I'm not mad.
Look, babe, I tried to listen to the song like 4 or 5 times to be like, bro, why? I'm trying to figure out a reason to hate it.
I'm going to tell you why you like the song. I'm going to tell you why you like the song. The reason why you like Jello's song, or what's his name? What's the name? What's the name of his rap name?
G3.
The reason why you like G3 is because the song is fun. It's definitely a fun song.
Definitely.
Like, he ain't serious about this shit, but it's a fun song. And you know why I don't mind some of the rappers that's out there? Because the song is fun. The shit is fun. It ain't serious. It ain't nobody trying to kill somebody. I might swerve in the corner. Whoa. Like, yeah, it's just like, bro, hey, man.
You know what I thought about
when I heard swerve in that corner? Whoa. This might be messed up, but I just thought about me and my cousin being in a Monte Carlo drunk as hell.
And that's
like
okay.
In our 20s. It's not okay, Mike. It's not.
That's okay.
Drinking and driving is not okay.
You are absolutely correct.
Drinking and driving is not okay. Mike.
We do not condone drinking and driving here on Some Dude Pod.
But it's a fun song.
Absolutely.
And when you listen to it, it's just fun.
Yeah.
Mike, I know the backpackers is like, why y'all like that damn Jello song?
This man got the internet on fire right now, bro. You see my algorithm on Twitter. We got the guys out here wearing do-rags and hats, the baggy jeans, jerseys, backwards. They are recreating this moment. I seen a TikTok where that song was playing and this dude was like pretending like he was walking into a house party, bro. And it was like it was crazy, dog. Like the internet that grabbed a hold of this.
Look,
it's a whole nother level, fam.
I wear a size 40 in jeans. I'm about to go get me a size 44 and some Jabos. That song made me want to go get some Jabos.
You about to go get you a swingman jersey. Turn it around backwards, go get you a fitted hat. Come on, bro.
I'm about to go get me some Jabos.
Get some fresh white ones.
With some ones.
We out here, bro. We outside.
Oh, man.
We outside.
What jersey you wearing for this?
Man, bro. Give me like a... give me an AI jersey, bro. Give me an AI jersey.
I'm getting me a Vince Carter jersey.
Let's go.
I'm getting the white one. White one. The white dinosaur one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? With some blue jeans, Jabos with the straps.
We out here.
I'm a tie my pants at the bottom with the rubber band.
We out here.
Ankle socks, white ones.
This man got booked for Rolling Loud. He got booked for Rolling Loud, G.
And we going to Nitro.
I was literally
Jello make me want to go to Nitro. Yeah. Jello is the walk-in song in Nitro.
Absolutely, bro.
That's the walk-in song.
Absolutely, bro. Shout out to Jello, bro. He didn't got the nostalgia up out here.
It's 2025.
Nostalgia. We out here, fam.
This nigga done brought back Nelly. Nelly got to be on the remix now.
Crazy, dog.
Like, I saw Moneybagg Yo say he want to be on it. No, Moneybagg, this is not a song for you.
Yeah, you stay.
Here,
bro. We taking this back, bro. This was before you even thought about. You know what I'm saying?
All you new niggas, this ain't for you. All you new rappers, all you 2000 rappers,
that would go. If this man Jello was able to get like a rapper that was popping in the 90s, late 90s, early 2000s on like a remix version of that record, if he get Nelly on Nelly, that would be crazy, bro.
Hold on. It's Weezo. Hold on. Yo, Weezo.
What do you guys want?
We doing the pod right now. It's me and Mike. We doing the pod. We talking about Jello.
OG.
What up, my boy?
Whoa.
See, now. And we so did a reaction video on Hip Hop Wyatt, ladies and gentlemen, so y'all check out.
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about what we gonna wear to the party when the Jello song come on. Like what you wearing to the party when the Jello song come on. I got some Jabos with the straps, a Vince Carter jersey. I got the goggles. I gotta wear the snow goggles. To the right, okay. You know what I'm saying?
To the right,
break it to right. No, break it to the left. You know what I'm saying?
I broke mine to the right, but you know.
What and I'm we breaking the goggles to the left with the Vince Carter jersey.
Pants leg, got the pants Jabos. Leg up. I got my left pants leg up though.
You got your? I just got the rubber band. I got the rubber band at the bottom of the pants. I got the white ankle socks and some Air Force Ones.
Oh, no, that might have been before We So Time. He ain't familiar.
We ain't familiar with what
we was doing back then.
I'm gonna keep it real simple. I'm gonna have a humongous black New York Yankees fitted on.
Okay.
I'm gonna put the Joe Budden Houston Rockets football jersey on. Triple XL. The Tracy McGrady Houston Rockets football jersey. Look it up.
Okay.
All right. All right, Weezo. I see what you're doing.
Joe Budden jersey. Google that, ladies.
I know which one he's talking about.
This man is the first person to ever wear a Houston Rockets football jersey. Yeah. That don't even make sense.
I know what he's talking about.
That Joe Budden in the news too, popping up in front of people's doors. Oh, naked. Yeah, hey, I'm gonna get at you after the pod though. All
right, man.
All right. Yeah, this makes me want to have a house party. Like that junior year house party. Mary, can we do that? We can't have no house party. Like you just play Nelly. We just play Nelly, just a 90s, like a late 90s. Like we play Nelly.
Yeah.
Jello. Who we playing?
Joe Budden wearing this jersey is actually kind of crazy to me. Man, like, how did he even find this?
Some Queen Pen. Party ain't a party to us, man. No, dude,
hey.
We got to have a 90s party so Trey could understand what he missed by being born in the 2000s, 10s. You still don't want to have it? All because of Jello. That's true. I want to go back to the day where you didn't exist, son. I just want to go back to the day. Bang. I want to go back to the day.
Listen to me, Bang. I wish for that every day.
I want to go back to the day where I ain't had to worry about being an adult. I'm looking at my son. Son, come here. We going to see his second time this week you've been on the pod.
I told you, son, y'all, we have the kids live on the pod right now. That's
hey, y'all, for those
right
don't
up.
Know, this is my son, Trey. If Trey's 10, he'll be 11. I'm going to say this directly to you, son, so you won't think that. I love you to death, but I want to have a party where I go back to a time where I ain't even, if you would have came here, it would have just been an accident. Like, dang, I messed up, Dad. Like, I ain't mean to have a son. You would have been my favorite accident, though. But I want to go back to a time where, like, me and your goddaddy, we was just out here, fam, having a great time, having fun with life. When you get 20, you will understand what I'm talking about. And you're gonna listen. You're going to be like, damn, this is what Dad was talking about. But I want to go back to a time we have a party where I wouldn't even know who your mama was because your mama 4 years younger than me. So I wouldn't even looking at your mama because your mama would have been a freshman when I graduated.
And that was frowned upon.
During that time. Like, I want to go back to a day where we used to put creases in our pants.
He wasn't there.
He wasn't there for that.
He wasn't there.
Like, we ironed our pants and we put creases in them. And if your creases won't, if the way that you knew your creases is on point is if you stood up your pants and they stood there.
He wasn't there.
You weren't there for that. Like, you weren't there for the boombox days. Like, you had the little boombox in your room and it was the 6 CD changer.
He wasn't.
And you was playing Master P. You wasn't there for that.
He wasn't there.
You wasn't there for when Jay-Z wasn't the greatest yet. You wasn't there for when Kobe Bryant was in high school and he went on Prime with Brandy. You weren't there for that. You wasn't there for Inside Stuff. You could go look at that on YouTube. You weren't there for that. You weren't there for a real All-Star game. He wasn't there for a real All-Star game, Mike.
It's all right, Trey. It's okay, bro. It's okay that you wasn't there.
Like, see, the All-Star game sucked. Yeah, you wasn't there for real All-Star weekend. Like, you wasn't there for that. Y'all need that in y'all life. I want to go back to a time where we used to play catch a...
Sorry, man. It's all right. It's cool.
He cut off.
Thanks for joining our TED Talk.
Thanks for joining us.
It's all right, man. It's all right. You're gonna get us emotional on here, thinking, reminiscing on the old
man. That's what that Jell-O do. That's what that Jell-O do. It makes you, oh man, swerving in that corner. Whoa, man. When you first got your license, or when your homies first got your license, y'all got up in the car. Y'all just drove around. Y'all was bending them blocks. Oh, Mike, remember you used to just bend blocks?
Oh, yeah, bro. I was driving at 16. I had my license at 16. So, I was.
Man, that Jell-O make you want to go bend a block or two. That's why I ain't mad at that song. Like, I know it's going to be a lot of people that hate on that song, but don't hate on that song. That song is fun. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy that the little 20-year-olds in the NBA is having fun. Like, I know this might sound bad, but I can't even think of a song that had the NBA like in a chokehold. Like,
no.
Man, no. Like Michael Jordan was around here listening to R&B before games.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan came in the locker room. Imagine Michael Jordan coming up into the locker room. Imagine Michael Jordan coming up to the locker room like, yo, I got that new Tony, fam. Yeah. Ain't none of y'all got this shit. Mm-hmm. It feels good. Yeah, like. That's what this Jell-O is. It's like Michael Jordan playing It Feels Good by Tony to the Bulls before it came out. Like, yeah. Raphael Saadiq, he mailed this to me.
Yep.
Say, go listen. Not emailed it. Yeah. He mailed it to me. He sent this to me. He sent it to me to UPS. Like, no, don't hate on this Jell-O, man. Especially if you old niggas like me. If you're an old dude like me, if you over 40, don't hate.
Surprisingly, I haven't really seen too much hate on it, bro. I've seen nothing but love, bro. Like,
no,
I don't
know.
Of course, you know you're gonna see the people in the comments like, yeah, this shit is trash. But like, man, bro, gotta understand, man. And whatever that snippet that Lonzo played. The one that ain't out.
Yeah.
We need that. And look here. If that man go 2-for-2 on records, fam.
And shouts out to Chris Shields. Chris Shields says something that he's 100% right about. He's 100% right. Jell-O and what he got going on is organic.
Absolutely.
And you see how we take. Don't say that Kendrick Lamar Night Like Us is just built off of bots, fam. If Jell-O's doing this, don't do that.
Look here, man.
That Jell-O, look, man. That Jell-O got me wanting to go get some Jabos.
Yep.
And to make sure I got to get in the club, I'm going to give me some Havana Joes.
Ooh, okay.
All right. Yeah, Mike. Okay. Yeah. I miss them Havana Joes days. I miss them.
You snapping right now.
Oh, I miss them Havana Joe days. Boy, yeah. I had a pair of green and white Havana Joes with an academics fit. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh man, green and I was getting into every club with that one. I had a pair of green and white Havana Joes. I had a pair of black ones that I used to rock at Best Buy.
Yeah.
I had I think it was like red and white and blue ones too.
I didn't have Havana Joes. What was the other shoes that they had? Not Diadoras, but something else. It was some other. I forgot the name of them. I'm disappointed that I forgot the name of those. They was like casual shoes that I would wear.
The Steve Madden
club. Steve Madden. I had Steve Madden's. Steve Madden was a thing. They wasn't Diesels. It was something else.
Buffalinos.
Nope. It'll come to me later. But Steve Madden's. I had Steve Madden. Steve Madden has some fire. Some fire casual shoes.
Hey, man. What else happened? What else happened?
Drake dissed LeBron James, bro.
Yeah, I'm confused on that. On was the Fighting Irish Freestyle?
If that's what it's called.
Like, what does Drake expect LeBron to do?
Look, man. Check. I got a theory on this. I have a theory on this. But first of all, if you've been living under a rock,
in that corner,
whoa. Drake. I don't know who released it. I don't know if it was Conductor released it. It was a video. It was footage of Drake sitting in front of a fire and sitting in front of a fireplace in a dim room, drinking sangria and, you know, reciting lyrics to a song over a Conductor beat. And in some of these lyrics, they seem to be aimed at anybody who he felt kind of like switched sides on him and was in celebration of his downfall, so to speak, or his loss in a rap battle against Kendrick Lamar. And a lot of the lyrics seem to be aimed at LeBron James. LeBron James, who, you know, said Drake has a friendship with or had a friendship with. Drake apparently has a LeBron James tattoo on his arm and stuff like that. We've seen Drake on The Shop, an interview series that LeBron James has. We've seen him on there, and I think he was on there after like the Pusha T thing happened. So we've seen them appear together, you know, out in public and stuff like that. So they seem to be friends, and the freestyle tends to kind of like aim towards LeBron James and his disapproval of like his actions after during the Kendrick Lamar beef. So this shit is very light skinned, bro. Shit is very she's very wild, you know. And it's just like at this point, fam. Like I have a question, man. What is LeBron James? What is Drake gonna do? What kind of diss song is he gonna make when Kendrick Lamar goes to Toronto on tour and his whole city is singing "They Not Like Us"? You know they got. You know Kendrick Lamar and SZA got two shows in Toronto, correct?
Yeah,
they have two shows. They added a show. It was one show in Toronto, and they added a show. So Drake, what are you gonna do when your whole city is screaming "They Not Like Us"? Can you answer me that? What's gonna happen then? Are you gonna make a diss song about your city? Are you gonna like relocate to Australia? Because apparently you're starting a tour in Australia the day of the Super Bowl, you know, that Kendrick Lamar is performing on. Are you gonna relocate there? Are you gonna call your city the Six? Are you gonna call them traitors? I just don't understand the mindset right now of thinking that, you know, people are supposed to like have a straight loyalty to you. If anybody knows LeBron James, LeBron James and Kendrick Lamar has a relationship as well. They have a friendship. You ain't the only one friends with LeBron James, buddy. You're not the only hip-hop artist friends with LeBron James. LeBron James has been seen publicly on tour at Kendrick's tour dancing his ass off. Kendrick Lamar made a video congratulating LeBron James for passing for being the all-time leading scorer. You know what I'm saying? LeBron James apparently had, you know, told Kendrick Lamar and his team to release the untitled album that he came out with, the one with had all the unreleased records. So apparently LeBron James heard all of these records and he made a tweet telling them to release it. And 2 days later, that shit came out of nowhere. So, like, LeBron James has a relationship with Kendrick Lamar. You're not the only one, bro. The man went to the pop-out show and enjoyed the show, bro. He enjoyed the show. And just so happens he performed Not Like Us. And he was bopping, he was rocking to it, like the whole world was. Get over it, bro. It's okay. Your whole city is about to be singing "They Not Like Us" when Kendrick Lamar touches down in Toronto on tour. What are you gonna do then? That's what I want to know. What is he gonna do then, bang? What kind of diss record is he gonna make then?
When that look, man. I'll say this. Like when you make a diss song about somebody that's not a rapper, what do you expect that non-rapper to do?
What you think LeBron James gonna get in the booth?
Right.
Get in the booth and diss you or something.
Like you express your displeasure. Like you express your displeasure. Let's not even call it a diss. LeBron James has a song out about him by Drake, a freestyle. Drake freestyles about Drake expressing his displeasure about how things went down. Him and DeMar DeRozan.
Yeah.
What do you expect them to do? How do you expect them to respond? Do you expect them to respond with some report at the end of the game? So LeBron James, did you hear the song that Drake, the freestyle that Drake did? Like, what is your response to that? what is the expectation, Aubrey? My thought is the way LeBron James is going to respond is that LeBron James is going to score 50 in Toronto. Like when the Lakers, if the Lakers have not played in Toronto this year yet.
I think they've already been, but I'm pretty sure they probably have another game.
Wait a minute, don't say, nah, let me look this up, because if that's the case.
I'm looking at their schedule right now. Hold on, give me a second. Let's see. They still have a.
Hold on. Oh, no. They
played in Toronto already, though, but I think they might have another game there. Nah, no more games in Toronto.
It's.
I don't see anything for Toronto with the Lakers.
Boo!
He waited until they already visited.
He waited till they already, because look, if you look at it, the game that they played in Toronto was on November 1st.
Was Drake gonna show up to the game and mean mug him like he did DeMar DeRozan?
Double thumbs down on that, man. So you let them leak that footage after the Lakers that played Toronto?
Yeah.
So we gotta hope that for some reason LeBron James tell the Lakers, you know what? I want to trade.
Yeah.
And I want to trade to an East Coast team because I want to make sure that I play Toronto.
Duck that smoke,
man. Boo. LeBron James can't even respond in the way LeBron James should. Unless, like, is there somebody on Toronto that could be an all-star? Like, is Scottie Barnes projected to be an all-star?
Probably not. He hasn't played enough games.
Boo.
maybe RJ Barrett. Who knows? You know they don't put all stars like on the teams. Like if you're on a bad team, there's a 90% chance you won't make the
All-Star. There's no chance for LeBron James to respond unless somebody write LeBron James some lyrics.
Yeah, and then he actually gets in the booth.
So that's whole shit, Drake. If LeBron James can't go to Toronto and drop a 50-point triple-double, then why are you rapping about him? Mm-hmm. Is DeMar DeRozan, does he come back? He already played in Toronto. He played for Sacramento.
Now, they might come back again, though.
No, right? It's 1-1. Like,
how it always goes? Yeah. I mean, they go back like two, three times. Let me take a look.
No, if you in the same division.
Okay.
Yeah, if you in the same division, like, that was the game. It was the game where Drake was like mean mugging him and all types of shit. Yeah, that shit dead.
Damn. Damn, Drake.
Oh, no, wait a minute. No. Oh, they played in Sacramento. So, yeah, they won. They played them in Sacramento on the 5th.
Okay.
So they're not going to play both DeMar DeRozan and LeBron James
already made their rounds to Toronto.
They've already made their rounds to Toronto. So after they make their rounds to Toronto, now we get this conductive freestyle from Drake, Fighting Irish, where he's stating his displeasure about his guys who he thought was his homies, but because they like the Kendrick Lamar, not like us, now he got a rap about him. DeMar DeRozan is from Compton. What the fuck you thought he was gonna do, Drake?
What did you think this was, fam?
Now like, LeBron James. All right,
I honestly say this too. I honestly don't feel like there was no ill intent when it comes to like LeBron James enjoying a concert. There's no ill intent there, bro. If anybody that knows, we follow LeBron James on social media. This man is always excited about new music. and be on his Instagram live story reciting the lyrics
wrong
days after wrong. Like he actually knows the lyrics days after albums come out, bro. Like, so I honestly feel like there was no ill intent on LeBron James's part. I don't understand. Like, this nigga acting really light-skinned, very sensitive, and it's just this thing. And then, you know, it's kind of like, and then in one of the lyrics he says, where's all the love for me when I run the numbers up? Like, bro, what the fuck? What the fuck are you talking about here, bro? Like, dude, playing the victim when you sat up on this social media and trolled Kendrick Lamar, bro, for 2 to 3 weeks, that's begging him to diss you, is absolutely mind-blowing to me.
That's y'all man.
You playing victim now. And I say this here, bro. I still, to this day, I love Drake's music. I'm going to always rock with Drake's music. Anytime he comes out, I'm going to always listen, give him a fair listen, and give him fair judgment on anything he comes out with. This beef doesn't clout my judgment towards Drake. It doesn't. What it has done to me, though, as a person, Drake as a person, I'm just disliking you every day, bro. Every day that you continue to do fuck shit when it comes to this battle, bro, makes me dislike you more as a person. But when you come out with your music, I'm gonna rock with you, bro. Like how I've been rocking with you. I think Drake is one of the greats. But like, bro, you really, Euphoria is aging gracefully. The superpowers get neutralized. I can only watch in silence. That famous act that we once knew is looking parallel and spiraling. That shit is crazy. How that shit is aging, dog. How that shit is aging gracefully. Like, just stay to yourself, Drake. Whenever you and Party Next Door about to drop y'all a little album, bro, then take off from there, bro. But the little shit that you're doing in between time, suing the record label, dissing LeBron James, fam, she's gay. She's gay, bro. All right? That's my opinion. She's gay, dog.
That's y'all man's, though.
Shit is crazy out here, bro.
That's y'all goddamn
man's. Goddamn. I can't wait till what's going to happen with Toronto.
Is I that, might swerve they've been in that corner. Whoa.
It's gonna be ugly.
Jello out here popping more than Drake at this point.
For real. Jello is saving the light skinned niggas right now, bro. And you, Drake, are you holding them down. Jello out here trying to raise, he trying to get the light skinned guys back. He trying to get y'all niggas back up. And you ain't doing nothing but setting them back.
Hey, Mike, for any woman that's listening to that Jello, they gotta have micro braids. Gotta have micro braids. Boy, hey, ladies, let me let y'all know this. For any lady that may micro listen to braids, this pod,
and if you got your hair flat ironed, you got to have a hat on, too. You got to have a fitted on.
And you got to have the ankle socks with the bow, with the facts. Ball on the back.
Facts.
Does women with K-Swiss need to listen to that Jello?
Oh, no. Do we go back that far to K-Swiss?
Hey, yeah.
Maybe. Fresh white pair of K-Swisses. As long as they fresh, you can get away with it.
Motherfuckers had them goddamn K-Swisses on way too long.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers get to talking.
Yeah.
Get to talking. Yeah. Hey, how did you feel about micro braids, Mike?
Those were the go-to girls. Like, if you would think, so look, back in the day, so you would be like, how much micro braids used to be like 200?
Oh, yeah, a lot for a kid.
200 like girls in high school. Like, so the girls in high school was wearing micro braids, and like that was the word around.
You ain't never paid for no girl.
No.
For no girl micro braids.
Never. Huh? But you know, like the girls that got micro braids, like them the ones that kind of like they got bread or their parents got money, and they the ones that dress really nice.
Or them niggas bought, got it for them.
One or the other, but you know, those were the girls though. Like, yeah, like you know what I'm saying. She the one. Like that was the go to hairstyle. For women.
I used to say that when a girl get micro braids, it make ugly girls look cute, cute girls look fine,
yep,
and fine girls look like a dime.
That shit was like elevation right there, fam.
Whoa. I'm
trying to tell you, micro braids was like the BBLs. You know what I'm saying?
It was.
Micro braids was like getting the BBL back in the day, yes. My boy. Look, yeah.
Man. Like micro braids or just straighten your shit out. Like one or the other. Like one or the other. You couldn't go wrong. Now you try to put that little ponytail. Just put the little ponytail like right here, and it just didn't work out. Mm-mm. Nah, you just gotta, let's go get
them girls was crazy for the micro braids, my boy.
Yeah,
crazy. And like I said, it was like getting the BBL because back then micro braids was like, if you go to the shop or you got somebody to do your micro, 200.
They spent all day in the beauty shop.
Look, if you trying to get up with, look, you couldn't be like, if you had a girl or whatever like that, if you be like, yo, what you doing today? I'm going to the shop. Bam, you getting your micro braids done, ain't you? Man. I ain't gonna see you today, huh?
Just go to Nitro. Got the micro braids done just in time for Nitro. Yep.
Just know you're not gonna.
Shit gonna be sweaty as hell. All them little edges gonna be sweaty as hell.
Just know after you're not gonna see that.
After you get down, little mama, come on. But nah, there, yeah. So yeah, at the party, at the Jello party. Mm-hmm. We've come, so we just for y'all taking notes. This is for the mellow. I mean, the Jello party. His song definitely makes us feel nostalgic. Mm-hmm. So we already. I already said that I'm wearing the Vince Carter jersey, the white one, with the jabots, with the straps. Mm-hmm. I got the rubber band at the bottom.
Yeah,
ankle socks, Air Force Ones.
Yes, sir.
And I got the snow goggles.
You going to the all left. The way? You going all the way in?
I'm going to the left, and I might wear a visor. I might, because niggas used to wear the visor with the snow goggles.
Mm-hmm.
I might do that, and one of my legs might be up. I might break the goggles to the left. Have the right pants leg up to solidify that I'm a neutron.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you do it.
And what you wear?
Man, I'm had an AI jersey on. I'm gonna go simple. I was always a simple dresser, but I had my shit though. Like, so I had an AI jersey on. I'm gonna have some like baggy jeans. I don't know. Like, give me the jabots, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Fresh whites, and we good, bro. We straight in there, bro. Man, we good. Fitted hat. You know,
and the ladies got it. The ladies got to come up in there. They got to have the straight hair,
mm-hmm.
or they got to have the micro braids.
Yeah, one or the other.
And they got it. Do they need blonde streaks in their micro braids? Or have we?
I had a few that did the blonde. I seen like red. They look not like red, like dark red. You know, but nothing too crazy. Or just black. It, you know, it don't matter.
Something what they wearing though? Like what they got to wear?
Man,
the jersey dresses. Jay, there we go. Ooh. Jello with the Jello. Yes, Jello got the song. They're bringing the jersey dresses back.
Damn, what? Jello snapped, bro. Jello.
Mike, let me. Now that I just thought about this, Mike,
this nigga Jello snapped.
Let me, before we get to the deep cut. Let me just say this, and this is probably way too much reminiscent for me right now, but micro braids. Jersey dress, Air Maxes,
mm-hmm.
the ankle socks with mm-hmm. the ball on the back.
Yeah.
The jersey dress fitted. Mike, boy, that was a time.
You snapped.
That was a time. You came out looking like Maya. In the Best of Me video.
Look, real quick, bang. If you could put this up on the screen real quick, and we can watch this little TikTok, and then this
send
is
me how that
you
link.
I'm gonna send it to you right now. I just sent it to you.
Cause man,
this is how we pulling up to the party, right here.
I'm telling you,
put this up on the screen.
Oh yeah, hold on, let me bring it up.
Put this one on the screen real quick.
Or real quick, or like. The Timberland boots.
Oh yeah,
the stilettos.
Sure. It just depends on what season we in. You know,
it depends on what season we in. You don't want your feet to be out here hot.
For sure.
But like if you in the fall, yeah. Oh yeah. Let me pull this up. This is definitely us walking into the Jello party. Like we gotta have that for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta have that for the culture. Hold on. Let me pull that up. you can see it.
Yeah, we good.
This is how we pulling up. Hold on. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Forgot about the headband. Oh, the tennis skirts. Oh, man.
No, this is a summertime vibe right here. We gotta, this is for the summer. This is summer right here.
Tell me what they tell me. Yeah, yeah. If you look, let me go back to this part right here. I think for those who, like, for us veterans, this at the Juke Party is one of the most underrated parts of doing what you can at the Juke Party. See this right here, right? That is the most fiercest competition between a man and a woman that should ever go on at a Juke Party.
Yes, sir.
Like, your man's got to hold you up. Your girl got to hold her up. And somebody's got to come out victorious at that. Because you do not want to lose in that. You have to keep it up. Because the woman will not respect you. The woman will not respect you if you lose that battle. She wants you to lose that battle for a reason. She wants to feel the power that you can bring if it has to get to that point. If everything goes well for the night, if you lose that, you lose all respect and credibility at the party. Mm-hmm. And Jello, the Jello party will bring that.
Yeah.
Is it
G3? Shout out to G3.
That right there. You're right. Like headband on the neck.
Yeah. This is like that right there, that specific video, that's more like the summertime party right there. So hey, if you want a house party in the summer, that's what we doing.
Reminds me of this party I went to in Broadview.
Yeah.
Reminded me. And the girl was like, yo, they call me cornbread. I said, they call me beans. She said, oh, they go together. I said, no, they had a fight. I'm gonna go over here. They had a fight.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't want that for me. No, yeah. But yeah, see. I want to get back to the days where when the lights come on and they see who behind them, like a choice have to be made about
facts.
You know, if like, facts. See, kids these days ain't got to deal with that. Like, it was a certain anxiety that comes with these things. And that's an anxiety. Like, you having a good time. You damn, y'all juking and shit. And then the light come on and she turned around. She like, and then her girl get the laugh and she like, oh, let me stop moving. Oh, get your ass up out of here. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But then somebody else jump up in there, you all good. See, kids need shame. See, at these parties, you also have shame too. Because you didn't want to be the girl that came to this party musty and then try to juke on niggas at the party. Like, that's what this Jello song reminds me of. Like this Jello reminds me of, you know, you going to get, you bringing a bottle of Bacardi 151 to the party when you're not supposed to, you know what I'm saying? And y'all, man, boy. All right, let's talk about some serious stuff, man, because this Jello's fun.
Shout out Jello.
But let's talk about this Skip Bayless, Joy Taylor makeup artist thing, which I know, Mike, let me just say this. I know there's some strong feelings, but we can't get too disrespectful. I got a job and I like my job.
For sure.
I like my job and I don't wanna nobody to see this and be like, oh, JR, because I am a director of content, Mike.
For sure.
And this dude that is, you know, he's the head of content. I never want to ever find myself in that type of situation, Mike. I don't. And nobody should. Like, that's wild as hell. Like, all of this is wild as hell. But the long and the short of it is Skip Bayless is accused of offering a makeup artist $1.5 million to have sex. Said that he sexually harassed her. The head of content at FS1, Charlie Dixon, he apparently grabbed this makeup artist's butt during the party. She gave that information to Joy Taylor. Joy Taylor told her to get over it, according to the lawsuit. I think in the lawsuit, I might be wrong in this, but he accused this makeup artist of possibly having sex with Shannon Sharp, which was like, nah, that ain't the case. No, Skip Bayless be giving the long hugs. And the kiss on the cheek,
This, I'm reading this right here. At Star Network on Undisputed Morning Show, starring Skip Bayless, the suit alleges that he began giving Faraji, that's the Yurshin Faraji.
Let's just say Miss Faraji.
Miss Faraji. Lingering hugs and kisses on the cheek while putting body against hers and pressing against her breast. The single mother alleges that she repeatedly told Bayless that she was not interested in him and she did not date at work. She also claims that she told Bayless that she was suffering from ovarian cancer after developing issues with her left ovary in an effort to halt his advances. Instead, Bayless became more aggressive over the years. He allegedly offered Faraji $1.5 million to have sex with him and claimed that he could change her life. The suit also claims that Bayless accused Faraji to sleeping with Shannon Sharp, his co-star. The suit also alleges that approximately 1 week later, after Bayless made another advance, she responded, "Skip, stop, you have a wife." Bayless responded, "Aren't you Muslim? Don't your dad got 3 to 4 wives?"
Bro, that shit is crazy.
Faraji responded that her dad was dead. And when crazy. Mr. Bayless looked taken aback, she made an excuse to leave.
Crazy.
That's wild.
Crazy.
That's wild. It's also why I'd be like high five at work. The suit also alleges, hold on, somebody's trying to call me. The suit also alleges that for when it comes to Joy Taylor, that she began insulting Miss Faraji on a personal and professional level after their friendship ended. The suit also alleges that Taylor mocked her English pronunciation, who she's Persian. Now, Fox said that they're taking these allegations seriously and have no further comment, as you know, this is pending litigation. Shannon Sharp is like, "Yo, don't put my name in this shit. This ain't got nothing to do with me.
I work at ESPN, buddy."
Right. I work at ESPN, buddy. Also in the suit, she alleges that that Joy Taylor, while married to her husband, had an improper relationship with the head of content, Charlie Dixon. She also had a sexual relationship with Emmanuel Acho. And also that something along the lines of that she said that she had power now and she would go on to accuse Charlie Dixon of sexual misconduct if it ever got to that point. Before I say anything, Mike, as a civilian in this, what are your thoughts on all of this?
I'm not shocked. Look, not shocked. Like, honestly, bang, I'm trying to, I don't know, bro, because, let me see. I'm trying to still, When it comes to, When it comes to Joy Taylor, like whatever she's being accused of, and you know, if you see what they're talking about right now on the internet and everything like that, is she's being accused pretty much in so many words of sleeping her way to the top. And anybody that follows Joy Taylor, familiar with Joy Taylor, she's a very beautiful young woman.
Very
beautiful young woman. And you know, she tends to, you know, she has that. She's very easy on the eyes. Very easy on the eyes, and so you get that perception when you see
she
things
might
like
make
that.
You swerving in that corner,
trying to get the words, and there you go, right there. But it's like, so when you see like a woman like that in a position that she's in now on TV discussing sports on a day to day basis, and we know how the general public is sometimes when it comes to women who discuss sports. They don't really take women seriously when it comes to like sports talk. There's always, you know what I'm saying, judgment towards women who are in the field of sports, and it's never taken seriously. Now people who know better, people like me and you, people who are knowledgeable about, you know, sports and entertainment and stuff like that, you know, we know, like, if you really watch Joy Taylor on TV, like, she knows her shit.
Right.
Like, there's like, she's going to have moments where you might not disagree with every take she has, but she does her homework. She's very knowledgeable. She grew up in a sports household. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, in certain scenarios when you see her on television, you know, like, yeah, she deserves the spot. You see what she's doing. She worked her way up and, you know, saying she fits in on every show that, you know, saying she's ever been on, and she's always made it work. And so in that case, I always looked at her professionally like, look, she might be easy on the eyes, but she does know her shit. You know, now other people might think she might not know what she's doing, and easily, like, this is the reason why.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a lot of folks like, man,
a lot of people like that. So it's unfair to her, but then you really look at it, and then when you read the shit that's in the lawsuit, you'd be like, oh, well, damn, I guess this does make sense, that the reason why she's in this position. And it's unfair, you know, it's unfair if these allegations are, if it's true, yeah. Like this, if this is what happened here, then hey. Now if these are false allegations, then it's unfair for us to judge her in a sense to where, like, she doesn't belong where she is, and she's only there because of how she looks and sucks. So in that sense, that's where I'm at with that. As far as Skip, I can only laugh at the Skip Bayless shit, because you paid or you offered 1.5 and you still in crack. The fuck? Like,
I'm not supposed to laugh at that, but when you think about it, like,
you offered 1.5 and you didn't close the deal. That's crazy to me. You could have just pulled up to the west side of Chicago with $40, and you would have got taken care of.
Well, some of these old dudes just got to understand, if that's what you want to do, just go have transactional relationships.
Look here, bro. Go to search OnlyFans, something like that, bro. They got escort services out here.
Just go have transactional relationships.
Don't charge 1.5 mil.
Transactional relationships. It worked for some people.
Skip Bayless, you a sweet lick. And you know, look, I'm pretty sure, like, if you didn't close that deal, you probably closed other deals for that kind of money.
But
so, that's all I got on Skip Bayless.
Man, look,
where you at, man?
Okay, let me start with the Joy Taylor piece. Now, of course, all of this is alleged. All of this is alleged, so it's no truth. Well, it's no confirmed truth on none of this. Mm-hmm. All this is alleged is in the lawsuit. I don't be caring who people be having sex with. That's not my business. If Joy Taylor and Emmanuel Acho is having sex, then okay. Now, I will say this. I was very shocked and surprised that Emmanuel Acho's name was in it. Emmanuel Acho looked like he mess around with white women. Like real white women.
Excuse me.
Yeah, like Joy Taylor don't look like his type.
Okay.
But hey, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you get it. Because, you know, he was in the video talking and his finger was up to his nose. It's like,
he got a whiff of that.
Smell my hand, you know what I'm saying? No. I'm gonna wash my hand except for this one, you know what I'm saying? So look, but all jokes aside, I don't care. Like, if she messing around with Emmanuel Acho, that's their business. And as long as it does not mess with anything professional. The Charlie Dixon thing is the one that kind of was like, okay. And it's not because they messed around. It's what Faraji alleges that Joy Taylor said that she would do if it ever got to that point.
Yeah.
See, that right there is the weaponizing, is the issue that I could have if that was the point here. If you want to mess around with Charlie to get ahead, if you want to do that in attempts to get it, that's your business, fam. And if those things get out, that's on you. Mm-hmm. Your credibility is lost at that point. But I ain't got nothing to do with two consenting adults. But we've seen where people have weaponized this thing to get people out of here. And that's the part of the lawsuit with Joy Taylor that's a concern to me. Mm-hmm. If you did that with Buddy Ass, and then you say that, you know, I got all the power, and if it comes to this, then I'll do that, knowing that you willingly did it. Like, there are, and that's why I have a hard time believing the suit based off of the things that Joy Taylor said about her life. Like, that's why I have a hard time believing it, but I don't know Joy Taylor from, you know, nigga down the street. But I do have that hearing that, especially from a black woman, mixed race, black woman, whatever, that's the part of it where I'm like, man, I hope that's not true.
And if that is true, that's just another reason why men and, you know, celebrity men are put in a bad spot when they're being accused of sexual assault.
Let me crack and now you're doing this?
And now you're doing this? Like that man in a bad position.
Right. So that is the part that I'm like, man, that's wild. Like, you got a divorce from your husband, reportedly, allegedly. That might have been the reason why. You broke up with Earl Watson, reportedly, allegedly. That's the reason why. But also what you saying that you're a victim of domestic violence and sexual assault and all those things. I hope that she wouldn't. I hope that part is not true. But outside of that, if I not sure want to mess around, I thought she was messing around with Shady McCoy. I used to watch the show and be like,
yeah, you see it, right? Like, yeah, this.
I see, like, y'all on the low. That's cool. You don't want everybody in your. I thought she was with Shady. But when they said the man you watch, I was like, oh, okay, Acho. But I don't see, like, that's the other thing too, and that's just the way my brain works. I don't see her messing around with Acho. I don't see how that, like, increases her career. Like, the Dixon thing.
Yeah, but see, apparently, I guess, because at the time when they debuted the show, Speak, like, he was the guy. So, you know, like, hey, we need to bring a woman on. All right, yeah, fuck it.
Fuck Emmanuel Acho. Like, that's what I'm like. He wasn't. Like, I mean,
the way it's worded in the suit is like he was the one that got her the job. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I get it, but she was already in the building. She was already co-host of Undisputed. She was already doing this thing with Colin Cowherd. Mm-hmm. Now, who looks like the angel in all of this? Colin Cowherd.
Did you see the video? I know you see the video that's going around.
Well, he accidentally said titties.
I didn't even know about that until.
Well, I bet saw that. I was like,
I missed that. That's hilarious. That is hilarious.
But no, he looked like an angel in all of this because the lady said, yo, he was perfect gentleman. Like, he was boom, 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 boom. These other things. Now, I will say this, though. And this is something that, like, in my 15 years of being in this business and even, like, being around this business longer than that, like you just hear stories of women and some of the things that they've dealt with in this industry and, like, these industries. And that's why I hope that the Joy Taylor part, when it comes to what she said, what she would accuse Charlie Dixon of, that's also why I pray that that's not true, because that give license to women to falsely accuse men. But then also at the same time, it would also give credence for people to not believe women.
Yep.
So it's a double-edged sword when it comes to that. And let me be clear. I am not that believe everybody person, because motherfuckers be lying. Mm-hmm. Motherfuckers be lying and shit. But you don't want somebody prominent to put somebody in that position to where, like, now they see that and it's like, man, see, they lying, then they would be lying. So that Charlie Dixon, I would accuse of part in that lawsuit is the thing that concerns me the most. At the same time, I don't care about what people do in their personal life. That's their life. That ain't got nothing to do with me. If it is elevating them to a level because they doing this, then that's sad. Don't get me wrong, that's sad. But still, I got my own pride and my own dignity that I don't have to do that. And everything. Now, do sometimes I wish it was like the opposite around and I could sleep my way to a top? Man, it was some days that I was just like, man, I boy man, like, where Oprah at? Like the whole God. Dave Chappelle thing, like, where Oprah at, fam? Like, yeah. I will But nah, that's the thing that's concerning to me. I don't like outside of the skip shit. Like, man, it's a whole bunch of dirty ass dudes inside this business, inside this industry. Mm-hmm. And it does just show, like, it continues to show, like, how this industry is when it comes to women, what women got to deal with when they get in this, mm-hmm. And what niggas be doing behind closed doors. That's not the door I'm going into. I'm like, it's like the Diddy party. I ain't going in that door. I'm going over there. I'm over mm-hmm. there. Don't bring me in there. But I just hope that part is not true. Because I think that really not only kills her credibility,
yeah,
it hurts a lot of women in this industry because you over here, you know, just willfully having sex with dude, but then saying like, hey, if you ever get to it, I'm going to pull this card right here. Like, nah, stand on your own too. If that's how you're going to do it, if that's what you want, if that's how you're going to do it, if that's the way that you want to live your life and put your career out there, then do that. Do that. But the other thing is, this better be true. This better be true. And the reason why I say it like this, that it's better be true, because Miss Faraji will mess around and put Joy Taylor business all in the street. Mm-hmm. For what? Because she mad at Skip? Like, basically, when you read the lawsuit, outside of Joy Taylor making fun of her name, she basically being chatty patty on Joy Taylor in the bed.
Yep.
Why in the lawsuit, I got to tell them who you sleeping with? You can use something else to prove.
I was about to say, like, a lot of that is useless information. Yeah, you know? Right. So
it was, I think a lot of that was probably used to embarrass your former friend that you ain't cool with no more. Cause you're like, man, fuck that bitch.
Yeah.
But outside of that, like, nah. And that's why, you got to try not, like, you got to watch how you move in this industry.
Where do you see the future of, like, a Joy Taylor?
I think Joy's going to be good.
She's fine.
But, yeah, she's going to be good. I think Joy's going to be good. I think that, she's been on Speak for the last 2 days. Like, if this was one of those situations where it's like, oh, I got to take a break, she wouldn't even be on the show. She's been on there. I think she's going to be good. I think that from what I see, she has a good friend group of women that support her and everything. And I know it's probably tough being on the show and looking at social media and see your name dragged through the mud. But I think she's going to be okay. Skip is no longer at Fox. It makes you think, is this a part of the reason why he's no longer at Fox? Because some of these accusations has probably been out there and stuff. Skip just got to go independent now. Skip is in his 70s. Ain't nobody looking to hire no 70-year-old man to do all this stuff like that with this on him.
Right, he has his own podcast now. So just like, keep doing the Skip Bayless show.
He go to Barstool. Like, if you want to sign with somebody, go to Barstool. They'll love him.
Yeah.
But yeah, like that Skip thing, yeah. Now Charlie Dixon. No, he's stand to probably, if he's still married, he's stand to lose his job and his wife.
Yeah.
He could be the big loser in all of this. He's stand to lose his job and his wife. But his wife probably knew. Like, there's a lot of people at that level that they know that their husbands is doing that because they probably doing it too. Mm-hmm. When your husband is over there, you know.
Or they just turn their, you know what I'm saying, head because, yeah, hey, my husband's rich as hell. Yeah, it is what it is.
Look, I've already had conversations, fam. We talked about it on the show. Like, when you get to a certain point, like, y'all cheating? Like, if you get a certain level, like,
you I don't want to know if you pay me, look, keep it on that low.
Fam, if I'm a billionaire, like, I ain't on no Skip Bayless shit. Like, I ain't offering $1.5 million, but, I can't say what I want to do in that, but if I would shit, if I would get cheated on now, just don't let me know. That's funny as hell. I don't want to know all that shit like this.
Oh man,
no, let's be real. Like, that thing cool until you find out. Like,
true.
That thing cool until you find out. Like, once you find out, you're like, oh fuck, now I gotta think about this shit all day long.
Yeah.
So I hope Charlie Dixon's wife was like, oh, I already knew that shit. Like, when we all went to dinner, I kind of knew what was going on. It's like, he don't know that I'm fucking around with the pool boy. Like that'd be pool boy relationships. Yeah. Like when rich women be bored, especially white women, like rich white women be bored, like
get a little glance at the young pool boy with his tank top on out there. You know what I'm saying?
Pulling Brad's them leaves, gym teacher.
Pulling Brad's them leaves out of that water.
Yeah, Brad's gym teacher just look good in class. Like, yeah, I want to get that level rich when I really, really see that.
Yeah.
That's the level of rich where I'm just sitting there, people watching, like, damn, Barb really over there flirting with the goddamn soccer coach. Hey, damn. That's why her son's starting. Like, Landon should be starting on this team, but clearly. Have you ever noticed that, Bolin? Like, you're a good person to ask that question to, because you be going, like, have you ever noticed, like, you looked at one of the parents and, like, look at one of the coaches and be like, niggas fucking. Yep.
I don't know. Not yet. Yep. Look, my nephew is he's into baseball right now. So my brother is gonna be coaching his baseball team this year, like head coaching. So he's gonna be the manager. So I'm gonna start spotting the parents and
you
stuff
to, like that.
I'm paying attention now.
So. I'll be looking like, yo, hey, that's why he's starting, fam, because that nigga huff, but.
I'm gonna keep an eye on the other teams and they
coach looked at Martha and winked the eye like, oh
yeah. I keep an eye.
Husband looked like, why is Coach Bryant winking at you? Oh, don't even worry about it. Hey man, Mike, before we get out of here, we got some breaking news.
Okay.
This involved both of our teams.
Okay.
So you know that Mike McCarthy, the Bears, had asked for permission to interview him. Adam Schefter just reported that the Dallas Cowboys have denied permission for the Bears to interview Mike McCarthy, basically means that an extension is on the way. It's got to mean that he's a free agent after the 14th.
Oh my God.
How you feeling? You might swerve and bend that corner. Whoa.
I'm cool on Mike McCarthy, dog. I honestly feel like it's time to go in a new direction, but, the team, the players have expressed how much they love Mike McCarthy and what he's done for the organization. He's been, it's been 5 years. He's been with the team 5 years. We've won a lot of games and everything like that. So, I mean, if you want to look at it at that standpoint, you know, like, yeah, he's won games, took us to the playoffs a few years. If you want to give him an extension off that, all right, cool. But I've watched some of these key football games and the games where we could have won and the playoffs and everything like that. And I'm not a fan of certain, you know, decisions that Mike McCarthy has made. And I'm also just not a fan of, like, I honestly, like I said, in certain scenarios, the coaches do need to take accountability because preparation. I feel like as a head coach, I don't feel like Mike McCarthy has done a good job of preparing, making sure that the Dallas Cowboys have been prepared in certain situations of certain games. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that falls on him. And I've seen it one too many times year after year where we're out there being penalized and, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're running these plays and in certain scenarios and shit like that, bro. So I'm not sold on Mike McCarthy. I was cool when they signed him. You know what I'm saying? Obviously a Super Bowl winning coach. He's won a lot of playoff games and blah, blah, blah. But I just feel like his time he's run its course here in Dallas. And I'm cool. But if they're gonna extend him and the players are cool with it, so be it. It is what it is. Hopefully we could you know, get something going next year when Dak is back. And you know, we'll see. I'm checked out on the Dallas Cowboys until further notice.
Hey man, we beat the Packers, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah,
about life.
But before we get out of here, where do you think the Bears are going to go as far as the head coaching situation?
I hope they go.
Is this something that you would like to see?
I hope they go with Ben Johnson. Okay. It's not just because I think that Ben Johnson would be a good leader for Caleb Williams and be a good head coach. It's also depleting the coaching staff of your division rival. Aaron Glenn is probably going to end up being the head coach of the New Orleans Saints. So he might poach some staff members there. Brad
Brad. Ben Johnson comes to the Bears. He probably posts some people there, gets some people across the league. Then we really find out, like, who coaching that team. Is it those players or those people, or is it Dan Campbell? Are they really going to, you know, for his – no, they really fuck with him. So, yeah. I really hope that that happens right there. Mike McCarthy, I think in this situation, could have been a decent fallback. But now looking at it, I think Mike Vrabel is going to be going to New England. So I would say if it's not Ben Johnson, it's probably going to be Brian Flores.
Flores?
If it's not Ben Johnson, it's going to be Flores.
Mm.
But then I got questions on what he's going to, who he's going to bring in to help the quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Brian Flores is defense.
Right. And my dark horse in all of this is Joe Brady. I've been saying Joe Brady all along, but I think that they probably done enough homework on Brian Flores where they'd be like, yo. And then the same thing, you're depleting your division by getting the best defensive coordinator in the division. So, yeah, be strategic about it.
Okay.
Before we get out of here, we got our clothes. We got our stuff set for the Jello party. Where is this party going to be at?
Oh, man. Look, it got to be at somebody's crib. It's only right. We got to have
it. It's got to
be a house party. Nah, no rolling rink.
Look, like, it's not at Rainbow?
Nah. It's a house party. We got to go straight house party. So whoever, whoever was like, you know what I'm saying, the kid in high school who had the rich, nice house. You know okay. what I'm saying? But the popular kid, though, that got that big-ass basement, that's where it's at. That's where we at.
All right. It's about to be a wild way. It's about to be a wild way that I end this pod. Like, it's about to be a real way that I end this pod. Because we're talking about the Jell-O party. We got the Jabos on with the socks, the white ankle socks, the white ones. I got the rubber band at the bottom. I got the Vince Carter jersey with the white, the 3X white tee. I got the goggles cocked to the right. I got the pants leg up to the left. I got the visor. You got, you know, your joint on. You got the Ivo jersey. Mike. Whose birthday is tomorrow?
January 8th. Whose birthday is January 8th?
I want you to go look up January 8th birthdays. Because a certain person who should be played at the basement party birthday is tomorrow. Do we play this man music? Do we play this Capricorn's music?
Oh, is Arcane birthday party? Tomorrow? Absolutely, bro. What?
Stop playing R. Kelly at the Jell-O party.
Hell yeah. No questions asked.
We playing it at the Jell-O party. What? Yeah, what R. Kelly song we playing at the Jell-O party?
Sex Weed is getting played at the R. Kelly party. Filling on your booty.
Oh, there we go.
Stop playing, dog.
Yes. What we playing at the Jell-O party?
Bro, stop. Yes, Kels, Sex Weed, Filling on Your Booty. I'm sorry. Those are like those are like peak house party time songs right there, bro. This is what I
question. Yeah. We playing Nelly. We playing Jell-O. We playing Kels.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We got to play Kels at the party.
No question. No question.
Filling on Your Booty got to be played. That's all I'm saying.
Easy.
I want to make sure.
Stop playing, bro. Yeah,
Dude is gonna do a Jell-O party, a Jell-O '90s party. We gonna find out how much Jell-O costs to perform. He doing Rolling Loud, so it's probably gonna be a lot. We gotta call his brother to see if, as long as his brother's a bull, we gonna see if we get a discount. Mm-hmm. But we gotta have a Jell-O party where Jell-O performs his hit. And then we had a DJ play the rest of the songs. Yes, we got to have R. Kelly. Is it wrong to play R. Like,
look, we playing three piece. You know what I'm saying? Rest in Power, Tarish G. We playing three piece. God damn it! Stop playing, bro. Kels, three piece.
Ooh,
Where we in there, bro? We in there.
We got to play three piece. R. Kelly. We got to play Psychodrama.
Look, we got to play Do or Die. Twister. Come on, bro.
At the Jello Party.
It's up, bro.
None of these new niggas. Nah. We not playing Ronnie off 1500. Yeah. Like, we not playing niggas like that. We playing shit that we grew up on. Yep. And when R. Kelly feeling on your booty plays, just go with it.
Just go with the flow, bro.
Just go with the flow.
We ain't thinking about none of that, bro. We having a good time.
They don't even turn around and look at who you dance with. Don't fuck up the moment. Mike, end us off, man.
Some do pod, rate, like, subscribe, man. Y'all already know, man. The Barber's Chair Network is where you can find Some Do Pod and all your other favorite podcasts.
Hold on. Let's see. Let me call Weso back. Hold on. Let's see. Let's see if he answers.
Hurry up for my.
Hello.
Hey, Weso. We closing out the pod, but we got to ask a question because tomorrow, the real king of R&B's birthday is tomorrow. Can we play R. Kelly at the Jello Party?
No, I don't support anyone that's canceled. So
Anyone
that's been canceled, we're not doing that.
We're gonna play. We're playing filling on your booty at the Jello.
No R. Kelly, no Tory Lanez, nothing.
But we can't play Tory Lanez at the party because Tory Lanez don't matter in this. This is 90s.
Yeah, but no, R. Kelly is a terrible person, dang.
So
we can't do that. He's a terrible person.
Ooh, so sad. So half of the music.
Step in the name of love.
No, we gonna play filling on your booty.
I mean, look,
it's your birthday.
I wouldn't condone it.
Put your hands up.
We saw you are not invited to the party, bro.
Players on the play.
No, you stand. We saw you stand outside and watch for the police to get there, bro. If police pull up on the block, you gotta come.
You gotta win. Yeah. I hate a little nigga that gotta stay outside.
Yeah, bro. You gotta stay outside.
He gotta stay upstairs.
Yeah, you gotta stay. Yeah, bro. You gotta stay upstairs. You look out.
I'm gonna stay upstairs for sure. I'm gonna stay in the attic.
You look out, bro. Look, we gotta get up out of here. My laptop about to die.
We gotta get up out of here, y'all. Peace.
Some Do Pod, rate, like, subscribe, man. The Barbershop Network is where you can find Some Do Pod. I'm Mike B. That's JR Bang. Facebook group, hashtag Some Do Pod. IG Some Do Pod. At JR Bang, at Mike B _ CHR, man. We gone.
Yo, it's your girl, Nate Kale. And this is Some Do Podcast. We out. Peace.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.